3 years ago today, I was driving home and heard a new song on the radio. Hit man full button on my radio 3 times. He's going 7. Reckless Love, Corey Ashbury. I looked up and I hit the back end of an 18-wheeler going about 65, 70 miles an hour. I was stuck in the truck for an hour and a half as the Colorado State Fire Department cut the truck out around me, get me out. I was life flighted to St. Joe's.
Michael, what were your injuries?
My injuries? I had a broken bone in my hand, my left shoulder blade was broken, and had what's called a triangular facial fracture, which basically means my face was loose, broke loose from my skull. Got titanium plates outside my eye sockets, underneath my cheekbones, on either side of my nose. But God is good.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about, Michael. How did God work through all of this to help you and to help your family?
Well, one of the first people that showed up were some people from A&M. And one was a retired fireman, got a fire extinguisher, and kept the fire down in the engine compartment. Because there's nothing more terrifying than being completely trapped where you cannot move and taking in a couple of lungfuls of smoke. That was the absolutely most terrifying moment in my life. But then there was a lady outside of my truck talking to me, praying for me, begging God to send this man home to his family. And the fire department showed up within just a couple of seconds after that, got the fire down, got the fire put out, then Car Station Fire Department worked for an hour and a half to get me out and tried every trick in the book to get my right leg out because the dash had curled down on top of my right leg. And they pulled the truck back about a foot. Dash came up. I slipped out the truck and got a nice little ride in a helicopter. And
Michael, do you remember all of this as well?
I was there. I was alert, but I don't remember a whole lot of it.
Okay.
I remember bits and pieces.
So, Michael, if somebody is feeling like they're up against something impossible, what would you tell them?
Pray. Reach out to people that can pray for you. And community is huge. I mean, because humans are not here to do life alone. And reach out to a close friend, a close brother, church family. And they will be more than happy to pray for you.
Michael, anybody that doesn't know your story wouldn't even know today that you have been in such a horrible crash. That is God speaking a miracle over your life.
Yes. Amen.